Lowell Liskey. Lowell, L-O-W-E-L-L, Liskey, L-I-S-K-E-Y. Date of birth is 12/9/1962. This is for date of service, 4/26/2022. Mr. Liskey is a 59-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2010. He also has a history of hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, allergies, and obstructive sleep apnea. For his diabetes, his current hemoglobin A1C is 9.5%. He currently takes metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, and Rybelsus 14 milligrams started once daily, started 6 months ago. For breakfast, he usually has sausage, biscuits, and eggs, or a protein shake with kale and collard greens, spinach, and berries. Lunch is usually a hamburger or fast food. Dinner is usually a protein and a vegetable. He goes to the gym 2 times a week. He reports symptoms of fatigue. He wears a CPAP for his sleep apnea. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes. This is uncontrolled. His current hemoglobin A1C is 9.5%. At this point, I'm going to recommend adjusting his diabetic regimen and placing him on Ozempic 0.5 milligrams once weekly, hold Rybelsus therapy, and add on Synjardy XR 12.5/1000 milligrams twice a day, hold the plain metformin. Next number, we will see the patient in 1 month to reassess his glycemic control after making the above changes. Next number, for his hypothyroidism, he is currently on levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily. We will plan on checking a thyroid function panel prior to his return. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, he is on atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Next number, for his hypogonadism, he is on testosterone cypionate 200 milligrams per milliliter, injecting previously every other week. However, the patient has been off of testosterone therapy for several months and is desiring not to restart it at this time. Next number, for his obstructive sleep apnea, the patient is currently on a CPAP machine, using it and benefiting from it. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.